intelligence that I can.
With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Are male brains wired to ignore food for sex? Choosing between two good things can be tough. When animals must decide between feeding and mating, it can get even trickier. In a discovery that might ring true even for some humans, researchers have shown that male brains, at least in nematodes, will suppress the ability to locate food in order to instead focus on finding a mate. The results, which appear in the journal Current Biology, may point to how subtle changes in the brain's circuitry dictate differences in behavior between males and females. While we know that human behavior is influenced by numerous factors, including cultural and social norms, and these findings point to basic biological mechanisms that may not only help explain some differences in behavior between males and females, but why different sexes may be more susceptible to certain neurological disorders, said Douglas Portman, lead author of the study. This adds to a growing body of evidence that sex-specific regulation of gene expression may play an important role in neuroplasticity and consequently influence differences in behavior and in disease susceptibility between sexes. Resveratrol boosts spinal bone density in men with metabolic syndrome. Resveratrol, a natural compound found in red wine and grapes, increased spinal bone density in men with metabolic syndrome and could hold promise as a treatment for osteoporosis, according to a new study published in the Endocrine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Danish researchers set out to investigate whether resveratrol could help men with metabolic syndrome, which has been linked to low-grade inflammation that can cause bone loss. The randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial assessed bone mineral density and signs of bone formation and resorption in 66 middle-aged men with metabolic syndrome. The rest of your superhuman news is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio, and I decided to order it. And 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Gradual weight loss, no better than rapid weight loss for long-term weight control. Contrary to current dietary recommendations, slow and steady weight loss does not reduce the amount or rate of weight regain compared with losing weight quickly. New research published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology has found. The study, led by Joseph Proietta at the University of Melbourne and head of the Weight Control Clinic at Austin Health in Australia, set out to examine whether losing weight at a slow initial rate, as recommended by current guidelines worldwide, results in larger long-term weight reduction and less weight regain than losing weight at a faster initial rate in obese individuals. The Australian trial included 200 obese adults who were randomly assigned to either a 12-week rapid weight loss program on a very low-calorie diet or a 36-week gradual weight loss program. The gradual weight loss program reduced participants' energy intake by approximately 500 calories a day, in line with current dietary weight loss guidelines. Participants who lost more than 12.5% of their body weight were then placed on a weight maintenance diet for 3 years. The researchers found that the initial rate of weight loss did not affect the amount or rate of weight regain in these patients who entered the subsequent weight maintenance period, as similar amounts of weight were regained after 3 years by participants who had lost weight on either diet program. Weight regain was around 71% in both groups after 3 years. According to Katrina Purcell, the first author of the paper from the University of Melbourne, across the world, guidelines recommended gradual weight loss for the treatment of obesity, reflecting the widely held belief that fast weight loss is more quickly regained. However, our results show that achieving a weight loss target of 12.5% is more likely, and dropout is lower if losing weight is done quickly. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, did you forget what day it was?
I almost said Saturday. Isn't that
That's
funny?
That's what I thought.
Hey, it's Saturday. Wait, I don't do a show on Saturdays. And we are here for the much-awaited Casual Friday. We have lots of great things to talk about. How are you?
I'm good. Doing well.
I heard you went to New York.
I did.
Talk about it. Did you have fun? What did you do?
I had fun, but now I'm worried because the first person in New York has been diagnosed.
Yeah, absolutely.
With been Ebola.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been some controversy because I was listening to a news program on the way in, and I guess New York Times reported that he had a fever of 103.
But it's actually 100.3.
100.3 is what CNN reported.
Because he was doing humanitarian work over there, he was taking his temperature twice a day to keep an eye on it. As soon as he saw his temperature going up over 100, he went to the hospital. So they're commending him and saying, you know, he caught it in time before it was contagious. But we really don't know if that's true. We don't know if everybody thinks like, oh, the body has a wristwatch. Well, we're not going to be contagious. Oh, now it's time to be. Come on.
Well, anyway, so they said that he was in a bowling alley bowling, that he was on the subway, and that he was in taxis. And I rode taxis while I was in New York, so
right.
I'm like going, you never know.
I'm willing to bet you didn't go bowling.
No, I didn't go bowling.
Because you wouldn't wear those shoes, would you?
No,
I'm just joking.
No, I mean, if I'm in New York City, there's a lot more to do than go bowling.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yes, it was fun. One highlight of the trip, which we posted a picture of it on Facebook, was the chicken parm at an Italian restaurant that was shaped and looked and tasted like a pizza, but there was no crust.
Papa John's or somebody needs to get on this. So we went to a restaurant called Quality Italian. And when we went in, we're looking around the restaurant, we're looking at the menu, and Elisa notices the people like a few tables away from us had a pizza, and she goes, there's no pizza on the menu. I said, well, maybe it's a special item, maybe they'll tell us about it when they get here. So everybody that knows about this restaurant told us, oh, you have to have the chicken parm. That's all they said. They have the best chicken parm in the world. They never said anything else about it. So we went for the chicken parm. And we asked the guy, is it breaded? He goes, no, it's just lightly floured and egged. And that's exactly how we would want it. We don't want breading all over it. When the time comes for the food to come, the guy puts this like stand in the middle and puts a pizza down. I go, we didn't order pizza. He goes, that's not pizza. It's the chicken parm. And I looked at Elisa and I thought, oh my God, how brilliant. They took the chicken breasts and they must have put it into a circular press and pressed it out so it was a disc of chicken breasts, and then they covered it with tomato sauce and mozzarella.
Right.
You know, obviously it was already floured and egged and put into a frying pan and sautéed fried, and then they cover it with mozzarella, and they put it in the oven. They bake it off, and it comes out. It looks like a pizza, but it's a solid sheet of chicken. And they cut it in triangles like a pizza.
It was so delicious. So delicious. I'm going to try and recreate it at home. If I do, I can share the recipe with
you
guys.
Yeah, we have to figure out how to press the chicken into that circular shape.
Mm-hmm.
It was too. They said we ordered the order for two people. It was easily enough to feed four people. In fact, we ended up giving half of the pie to a homeless person on the street.
Well, and the table, there was two guys sitting at a table two tables down, and they had never tried it, so we gave them a slice to try as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we ended up giving the rest of the way to a homeless guy. But anyway, amazing. I mean, that is a dining experience I will remember for a long time just because I thought, how brilliant is this?
So if you're in New York City, you should visit Quality Italian.
And order the chicken parm and bring four people, but just order the serving for two.
Yes.
It's more than enough for four people. So anyway.
So, there's a couple things I wanted to talk about right now so this week you interviewed a girl named Jill.
Right.
Jill Miller was her name, and the name of her book is The Role Model.
Right.
And during that interview, she was talking about, as we age, how we dry up.
The soft tissue in our body, the fascia of the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, and even the cartilage in our joints dries out as we age, yes.
Well, okay, so I have a couple things I want to ask. But is that because I had a girlfriend one time tell me that her doctor told her she's getting older and drying up?
Well, with women, it's different when they say drying up. There's quite a few things in women that could be attributed to quote-unquote drying up. When women lose estrogen, they suffer from vaginal dryness that makes intercourse impossible. And that's why women who go through menopause and don't get on HRT typically lose their desire for sex because it becomes painful. That's one aspect. I had Dr. Baird once say to me that he could tell a woman who's on HRT as soon as she walks in because she either has that glow or that dried up look. And he was talking about facially.
And hair, and your hair.
Yeah, your hair kind of dries out.
And gets kind of.
Yeah, like straw.
Yes.
So I think when people talk about that, they're talking about the visible or discernible aspects of quote unquote drying out with age. But what you're talking about, it can't be seen, but it can be felt. And that is the drying out of soft tissue because let's say you get stiff. You just don't have the flexibility you used to have.
So it's not the synovial fluid.
Well, no, it's not the synovial fluid. It's all the soft tissue that dries out.
Okay.
But as you discovered, there's a solution to that.
Well,
and it happened to be another book we talked
another
about.
Another book that you talked about. It wasn't this week. It was last week when you interviewed
Sally Fallon
on Nourishing Broth.
Right.
So I was in the sauna, and so I like to take books when I'm sitting for 25 minutes in a sauna to read the book. So I was looking over this Nourishing Broth because we're going to start making broth. I think it was Sharon Darents that told me she just keeps it all the time, and she just has a couple cups of it every day.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to aspire to do.
Right.
So,
thank you, Sharon.
Yes, Sharon. So anyway, so I'm looking at this Nourishing Broth book, and it's talking about collagen and aging. And in here it says, collagen production in the body slows with age and ill health, causing skin, joints, and other body parts to become drier, thinner, and weaker. The glue dries up and loses its stickiness, so to speak.
Mm.
This breakdown is most visible as sagging skin, but it can occur throughout the body. Tendons and ligaments lose elasticity, bones weaken, muscles atrophy, cartilage.
Atrophy?
Yeah, is
atrophy.
Did I not say atrophy?
Is it PH or
a PHY?
Yeah, atrophy.
Atrophy?
Yeah.
Okay. And cartilage cracks. Injuries are more likely, and wear and tear, overexertion, or overuse at the work at gym or when playing sports.
And this is probably why I tore those two hamstrings right at the origination on the bone, because that soft tissue dried out.
Right. So anyway, it goes on to say that collagen plays a role in preventing autoimmune disorders. such as Crohn's disease and rheumatoid arthritis. And then it says mainstream science holds that breakdown is inevitable with age.
But they're wrong.
But they're wrong.
Right.
Okay. And then it also says, this is, I found this really interesting. The usual recommendation to take NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, to block pain. This approach is self-defeating. Inflammation is painful because it's a needed first stage in the body's healing process.
Right.
It sends nutrients to the site. It leads to granular tissue formation and ultimately the formation of collagen.
Mm-hmm.
So you want that inflammation.
Sure, because it's a signal for the body to repair something. But if you don't have the building blocks for collagen to be repaired, then you just have this chronic pain that just never goes away and becomes weaker and weaker. And so the solution more broth.
It goes on to say that you should use broth as your...
Because having broth, and you have collagen capsules, but having a bowl of bone broth would be like having 1,000 collagen capsules in one serving.
This book, by the way, by Sally Fallon and Dr. Kayla T. Daniels is amazing.
Yeah.
It's got great recipes in it. And it looks like we're getting ready to go to break. Is that right?
Yes. Can you tell by my scattered, like side to side looking like a bird with getting its head cut off? Oh my God, we're going to break. Yeah, we are going to break. It is a great book, and more of us should be using bone broth, especially as we age.
The collagen factor alone.
And I'm going to ask our farmer for chicken's feet because that's a critical component of making a really good bone broth.
And just one more tip that I read in this book. This woman that talked about, she saves all of her bones, she freezes them, and then she uses them in her chicken broth.
There you go. So freeze them until you're ready to use them.
Or any broth.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy Organic Raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we're going to start off with something positive.
Yes, this is for you, Mr. Rick. He likes it when we talk about
Mr.
positive.
Mr. Rick. Yeah, he says, you know, you guys have to lighten it up a little bit, balance the positive with the negative.
With the negative, yeah. Yes.
So we're going to start right off with the positive. Here we go.
12 Habits of Extraordinarily Motivated People.
Well, is it motivated or successful? Wait. No,
it's
you're right. It's motivated.
Turns you into successful.
That's right.
Successful people. I'm not doing very well today here.
That's okay. Number one, they are internally motivated. So in other words, they get up and want to do things regardless of like, oh, I want to do it because I want to impress so-and-so or for this reason.
It's their intrinsic drive to be their best self and succeed that drives their motivation.
You know who's like that? Lewis, our friend at the gym.
Oh, he is, yes.
I mean, he's always happy, always positive. Mm-hmm. And it's not like as though he's setting the world on fire. He's just a regular guy, but he's always motivated.
Don't waste time judging.
So, like, if you're – I love that there's a saying. Big minds talk about ideas and concepts, and little minds talk about people and gossip. And it's very true. So which mind are you of? Are you a big mind? Are you a deep thinker? Do you spend your time talking about ideas and concepts, or are you a little mind? Do you spend your time dogging other people and talking about this one or that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real big indicator right there. What's the next one?
They are humble. They're willing to admit when they make a mistake and they apologize.
Yeah,
they encourage feedback from others and use it to take steps in the right direction. They look at the upside. Instead of focusing on what's not working and bad experiences, they focus on what is working and their successes.
They are authentic. They are true to themselves despite what others think. They don't live their lives solely to please others.
They push beyond their comfort zone.
Yeah. This is a good one because most people don't. And that's what that whole book, The Flinch, that I reran that show recently, is exclusively to get people out of their comfort zone in a way that is constructive. So it says, extraordinarily motivated people face discomfort head on. They never choose the easy route to get what they want. They push themselves out of their comfort zone and get rid of those annoying internal voices that say you're limited in what you can do. I love that.
They continue to learn. They read a lot and are brilliant observers, and they're always watching and searching for new, more efficient, and faster ways to achieve.
They know what they want. This is an important one.
Mm-hmm.
So many people use broad terms like, well, I want to be wealthy. That's not big enough. I mean, that's not precise enough. You need to really focus in on what you want.
They have a clear vision of what they want their lives to look like and who they want to be. And that helps so you can visualize, you know, that whole visualization, doing a visualization board.
They don't give up. You know who I think of when I read that one? Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
He worked his entire life trying to produce what is now Kentucky Fried Chicken. It wasn't until the last years of his life that he finally became successful.
Well, he had a small restaurant.
Right.
And he kept trying to make
it. He wanted to make it. He saw a chain. He wanted people to buy his recipe for their chicken.
It's now Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
They don't give up. Oh, did you just say that?
Yeah, no, they don't give up.
They don't blame others.
This is a big one. This is really a big one. So many people will find a reason outside of themselves for their own shortcomings and failures. If you don't own your failures, you cannot own your successes. That's the bottom line. That's it. You can't blame others.
They take time for themselves. They know that in order to stay motivated on top of their game, they have to carve out time for themselves.
Yeah. And this is a really big one that you had a great observation. They surround themselves with motivators and motivated people. But you said the flip side of that is...
You get rid of the negativity out of your life.
Get rid of negative people.
Mm-hmm. Be it negativity from others or whatever negative influences that you have around you.
The people that are telling you that you can't do what you want to do, you need to get rid of them. Because you know what? You don't need more people telling you can't do what you want to do. You're already probably doing that yourself to a certain degree.
Think about that little boy whose coach tells him, you know what? You're too small to play baseball or you can't do this. I mean, think how crushing that is to someone when someone says you can't do it. And it could go either way. It could either make you really want to do it or, you know, set you back, make you give up.
Yeah. So that's it. 12. Really, really good. You know, and obviously we all know these.
But it's always nice to be reminded.
Yes.
Yes.
And do a self-check. Where are you right now with these? So, okay. We have a few minutes, really, before we go into the next one.
Let's talk about McDonald's real quick.
Yeah, this is kind of humorous to me.
Well, right? McDonald's evidently had a very bad year. So they're trying to come up with a way to increase their profits. So they have a new marketing strategy. And one of their new marketing strategies is to prove to people that their food does rot.
And this is really, this is humorous to me.
They're
claiming that all those people out there that did those tests like we did with Burgie were doing it wrong because we were putting these burgers in an environment where there wasn't enough moisture to cause rot. We left Burgie
in our...
They said
it hydrates the food because there's not enough moisture in the air.
Right. We put Burgie in our garage.
For those of you who don't know who Burgie was a McDonald's hamburger and also the french fries and the bun. We put it in the garage in a shoebox.
Yeah,
and
a shoebox that we punched holes in.
Holes in it.
Right.
So there was air circulation.
We just didn't want animals to eat it. Exactly.
Yeah, we just put it in a box so animals couldn't get in. And not that there's animals in the garage, but you never know. But it stayed the same.
And we left it there for how many weeks?
Long time.
I don't remember.
There was no mold on it. There was nothing.
It looked exactly the way that we put it the day we put them in there. It looked exactly that way when we finally gave up and said, it's not going to change. Let's throw it away. But the other thing that I find interesting is that instead of McDonald's giving people what they want, they're hell-bent on convincing people that what they're doing now is healthy.
Well, they're trying to lure back customers who are seeking healthier, fresher, and custom-made foods. So they're going to allow their restaurant chains to personalize their burgers. And it's an initiative that's called Create Your Taste.
But what are they going to do? So you don't want a pickle? Oh, I don't want a pickle. I don't want mustard on my bun. It's like, how are they going to personalize the burger? Unless they're going to say, look, we're going to let our local stores locally source beef and make their own signature products. They're not going to do that because they don't make money unless they sell the stores the product.
They evidently got a new president of U.S. restaurants. And they're trying to convey facts and address misperceptions about the health, freshness, and integrity of their food.
You see, folks, it's not that their food is bad. It's that you just aren't smart enough to recognize what healthy food is. You are under a misperception. But as soon as they can get their hands around your brain and convince you that you're wrong, they'll be fine.
Okay. Here's a few questions that are so far part of their marketing campaign. Do you use real chicken in your chicken McNuggets? Yes.
Big deal.
What are they going to say? We use pink slime?
Well, not only that, but we use real chickens that are overly processed and ground up and turned into sludge
and then we add
ammonia to and everything else.
We add pink slime to it, and we add, like you said, ammonia, and we add the feet and we add the bones. And
yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, but it's real chicken.
Are your eggs real? Yes. Is your beef grass-fed? No.
Does it say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Shame on them. They do understand one thing, that people have the ability to make or break a restaurant chain very, very quickly.
It says, are you using organic produce and meat to improve the chain's image? And the person by the last name of Thompson said, we are offering organics in certain markets, but it's not the main driver. If it were, we wouldn't have as many customers as we have.
How does that? Why is that? Because what? Because people won't pay for organic because it's more expensive? I mean, they're so big that they should be able to produce organics at a cheaper price.
That's what I would think.
They're a big demander. And I'm the decider. All right, here we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 long. Come on.
Welcome back. You see how the media works? I have a little upper respiratory thing going today. And Elisa goes to me, I hope you don't have Ebola. And like, how can I have Ebola that fast? I was just in New York. It takes 21 days for it to incubate. Unless, I want to say this right now. If I get Ebola, the government gave it to me because they don't want me to do this show anymore.
Okay, so let's talk about Susan G. Komen again.
Yay!
So this morning I was on Snopes looking up for a few things, and this story popped up, and I just thought it was interesting, and I knew you would want to talk about this.
Yeah, and this is an instance where it's clear that even Snopes has an agenda.
Okay, the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Organization, this is the claim, gives only 20% of its donations to cancer research and pays its CEO $684,000 per year. And it says that it's mostly true.
Right, but here's the problem. Susan G. Komen only gives 14% of their revenue. So saying 20 is actually making them sound better than they are. And that was 2 years ago. They've corrected the base salary and bonuses for their CEO now. It's only like $590,000.
Well, it says Charity Navigator's most recent compensation figure for Nancy Brinker is $560,896 per year.
Yeah. And I got no problem with her making $500,000 a year for running an organization that generates $330 million a year. My beef is, and this is my beef with Snopes too, they went on and defended Susan G. Komen saying, well, they offer outreach, education, and all these other things, and people need to understand that that is part of their agenda. I got no problem with that being part of their agenda. But here's how it works, right? So you read an ad in the newspaper. It says steak dinner, $1.45. You get to the restaurant and sit down. They give you mashed potatoes, green beans, plenty of bread, a bowl of soup, and they give you a cube of steak, an inch by an inch square. And they call that a steak dinner. You see what the problem with that is? That's not truth in advertising, right?
Right.
Okay. Susan G. Komen doesn't say, Susan G. Komen, for the education of support of women with breast cancer and whatever's left over we're going to use to find a cure. They say, we are Susan G. Komen for the cure. What do people who have cancer want? A cure. They don't want you to hold their hand and go, I understand that you're probably going to pass away in 5 or 6 years and I feel bad. We're here to make it easier. No, I don't want that. I want a cure. Get out of my house. Susan G. Komen would not be able to raise the money they raise if they said, we are Susan G. Komen for the education about breast cancer.
Okay, so here it says, groups like these have goals that include delivering a wide array of services to the communities they support beyond the funding of research, such as funding educational awareness, outreach programs, providing screening, diagnostic procedures, and arranging medical treatment and home care for persons currently living with those diseases. Now, yeah. I've never heard of Susan G. Komen providing home care.
But they may. We don't know.
I don't know that. But I do know this. They do provide screening and diagnostic procedures for mammograms, and they in turn get millions of dollars from GE as donors, and that's a conflict of interest.
And the next paragraph that Snopes writes speaks to that. A more relevant metric for assessing a charity's overall financial effectiveness is the percentage of the organization's budget that actually is spent on programs and services the charity delivers. And in this area, the Charity Navigator charity evaluation site gives Susan G. Komen an 83% rating. So we know that Susan G. Komen uses their money to promote mammograms, even though there are more effective, safer ways to assess a woman's development of a mass in the breast, such as
a thermography,
right? They don't do that because they don't get any money from the thermography industry.
No.
They also take their money to other countries that already have socialized healthcare and spend their money educating women about breast cancer. Money that should stay here in the United States where it is where the money is donated predominantly. But more importantly, they are out there promoting therapies that are offered by their biggest donors. That is a conflict of interest, folks. Make no bones about it. And then on top of that, to prove the point that I'm making, that they are using the words "the cure" to solicit money, but the smallest percentage of it is actually going to that reason. Because people would not donate the money if they knew 14% of it was going to find the cure. The rest of it's going for all these other things. They're suing. People.
Mm-hmm. They're
so
suing.
That other cancer charities can't use the word "the cure" in their campaigns. If that word "for the cure" wasn't the magnet that generates the most amount of money and is the most misleading when you look at their expenditures, they wouldn't raise that money. They wouldn't be defending the right to use the word "the cure." No. Susan G. Komen, excuse me, needs to come clean. They either need to start spending 75% of their money on the research and the smaller percentage on all the other outreach services, or stop calling themselves Susan G. Komen for the cure. Anybody with any critical thinking skills and who is truly honest about this would agree with that statement.
Okay, so here Snopes is talking about the compensation that the CEO makes, and it says, and this is from the Charity Navigator advises this. Before you make any judgments about salaries higher or lower than this range, we encourage you to keep in mind that these charities are complex organizations with multi-million dollar budgets, hundreds of employees, and thousands of constituents. These leaders could inevitably make much more running similar-sized for-profit firms. Furthermore, when making your decision, it is important to consider that it takes a certain level of professionalism to effectively run a charity, and charities must offer a competitive salary if they want to attract and retain that level of leadership.
But I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. And that's why, if you remember what I said at the beginning, I got no problem with her base salary and compensation package. I don't.
If you're I, for one, think it's excessive.
No, it's not. If you're running a $330 million a year organization, getting $500,000 a year in salary is not a lot of money. That's not my problem. I agree. You have to hire talented people to run a large organization, regardless of whether it's a charity or not. My beef is the majority of the money should be going for the cure, research. The majority of the money should be spent on research. That's where it should be going.
Okay.
That's my beef. I'm sorry. But anyway, so what else do we want to talk about? Susan G. Komen?
That's it.
Okay,
folks, October is almost over, so you won't hear much more about Susan G. Komen.
Yeah. We're actually working on a story with Dawn Blanken. I don't want to give it away yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's pretty exciting.
We
actually have to take a break.
Oh, because so when we come back out of the break, I want to talk about this story that's been all over social media.
Yes, what you're going to find out when we hear talk about this story is two things. Number one, I am a good Samaritan that has been curing cancer for decades, and I never knew it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health.
health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, this is really good. This story is actually good for two reasons. Number one, it's going to reveal the bottom-feeding nature of the mainstream media. But also, that we all have the power to cure cancer. And Susan G. Coben just has to move over and accept that.
Okay. Did you know that scientists say smelling farts prevents cancer?
Yes. Now, and okay, so I was on an elevator the other day, and I farted, and all the people went, "Oh, my God, that's disgusting." And I said, "It is, but you're all cancer-free now." And then I got off, and I said, "You can thank me. Here's my address. Send me a check."
This is not a hoax, it says.
It is a hoax.
I know.
Okay, so here's an example of how bottom-feeding the mainstream media. This is what they do. This is what they do in real science when a scientific study is published, and they look for the one or two sentences that they know will attract the most number of eyes and
attention.
Ears. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So many of the mainstream picked this story up because it was just brilliant, right? Oh my God, farts cure cancer. That's amazing, right? The reality is that if you read the research, there are compounds made in our body that are the same compounds that cause the smell in rotting eggs, their sulfur smells, and in flatulence. But these compounds are made intracellularly, and they affect the mitochondria. So some brilliant publicist said, "Wow, you know how we could really make this story go mainstream? Since these compounds are the same as what is in farts, we'll just say farts cause can cure cancer." These compounds, when they're manufactured in the body, your body can't smell them. They're in the body. They have a positive effect on the mitochondria, and the development of cancer. So because they're the same thing that causes the smell in a fart, they went, oh, farts cause can cure cancer. This is how the mainstream works. This, if anything else, this one story should make you second guess everything the mainstream media says about a scientific paper.
Okay, so they've got quotes here from doctors. Dr. Mark Wood is from the University of
Exeter. Yeah, that's in the UK.
Oh, okay. So maybe we should get Dr. Wood on the show to talk about this.
Yeah, we can.
But I just find it interesting that it seems as if it, you know, it looks, I mean, I know it's not real, but
well, I mean,
the way
technically it is real. These compounds are the same compounds made in the body, except they're coming out of your butt. But that doesn't mean they have the same effect when you breathe them as when they're manufactured in the body.
We have exploited this natural process by making a compound called AP39, which slowly delivers very small amounts of this gas specifically to the mitochondria.
Bingo. Bingo. But how are they delivering it? Are people breathing AP, what is it? AP what? 39? Are people breathing AP39 or are they infusing it into the blood?
Our results indicate that if stressed cells are treated with the AP39, mitochondria are protected and cells stay alive. Yeah. So instead of getting upset the next time you catch a whiff, be thankful. That's what it says.
Man, that's, you know what? That's brilliant. I mean, it's brilliant to get their research published in the mainstream media by using this tactic, but it's not an accurate assessment of really what the research provides. I mean, sure, maybe some of the gas will get in through your lungs. Maybe it will. But, I mean, using that as the message is just funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Hey, look, go with it. Next time you're at the house and your partner passes wind and the other one gets mad, say, look, I just was afraid you may be getting cancer. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. That's all. I'm curing your cancer. In fact, get closer. Get closer. Get a higher dose. There you go.
Okay, so I have another positive story here.
Okay.
Before we go back into another break. 13 ways to feel joy that will cost nothing. It seems like everything costs something these days.
Yeah, the first one is to smell someone's flatulence and know that you won't get cancer. That's the first one.
Host a game night is the first
this
one.
This is actually a really good idea.
I like that idea.
So have people come over and play like Pictionary or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Or you know, you could actually do something like, I don't know, fantasy football or things like that. Join or host a book club.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that one. I don't know if I could sit down and talk about a book with a bunch of other people. Well, what's your interpretation? Well, my interpretation. It's very personal to read a book. You know what I mean? Your interpretation, what the voices sounded like, what the person looks like. And then,
but wouldn't it be interesting to hear whatever other people's view on it is?
I don't know, because it may ruin my experience then. They may point something out that I go, oh, wow, I didn't think about that, and now I don't want to finish reading the book. I don't know.
What, you have to finish it before you come to the book club?
Oh,
to
is that
talk
how? I thought
it.
You go at different stages. You talk about it as you're going through it.
Oh, I thought that you finish the whole book and then you go talk about
okay.
it.
Okay, well there you go.
Leave work early or right on time.
I like that one. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to get up now and leave.
Share funny YouTube videos with a friend.
Look, this is an industry. Ridiculousness, Tosh 2.0 on MTV and VH1. All they do is look at the idiocy of things that people do and video themselves and put it up on YouTube. That's brilliant right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
I like this one. Plan a picnic using food that's already in your refrigerator.
Oh, we use that for soup night.
Well, no, we do that for leftover night too. But, I mean, I think I like picnics though. So, and you get outside. Ditch technology for a day. That's a good one.
I forgot my phone. I don't know where it is. And I'm like cool with that. I think that's great. I don't even want to be bothered with my phone right now. I do that once in a while.
Go for a walk outside. I like that one.
We're doing it after the show.
Watch your favorite movie or listen to your favorite album.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Teach yourself something new.
And they have a woman doing plumbing. That's pretty funny.
I taught myself how to change the handle on the toilet.
Yeah.
You know,
the flushes.
I taught myself how to change that. Run along the beach.
This is a great one. Someone send me an airline ticket so I can get to the beach and do this one.
Write down what you are thankful for. You know, speaking of that, yesterday's show with
Dr. Marilyn Schlitz.
Yeah, she was the woman that they had the movie The Lost Symbol.
Yeah,
Catherine Solomon.
Dr. Catherine Solomon, who was the one studying all of this stuff in some secret
code
place in some secret place in at the Smithsonian Institute campus. That character was Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. That's who Dan Brown modeled that character after.
And she was on the show yesterday, and she has a new film, and it's called
Death Makes Life Possible. She produced it with Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys were talking about being in the moment and gratification, and it really does, I think it works. It makes you feel better.
Ken O'Neill messaged me this morning and said he is so pleased with yesterday's interview. They had him and Dr. Schlitz had talked about the show, and they had totally planned out a totally different direction. But I took the show in a completely different direction, and he commended me for my contributions, like my suggestion that, hey, you shouldn't always feel gratified. I mean, you know, that's just as bad as people saying, oh, you should always be happy, take an antidepressant. And he paid me the nicest compliments on Facebook this morning.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and offer to mentor someone, spend time with a younger person.
Just make sure that if you're a guy, it's not a younger girl that you're trying to mentor. That'll get you in trouble.
And the last one is start a blog.
So those are pretty good. Now, you know, starting a blog is great, but you have to be careful because if you're too honest on it, you'll get flamed. You know, if you talk about your real feelings about things. So the blog one is one that you got to be careful with. Yeah, that's good. But you know what? And if you pick even just one of these things and do it, and it brings you some greater gratitude and happiness in your life, then it's working. So those are good ones.
Okay.
We can actually take our break now.
Okay, that's fine.
You want to do that? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have news at the top of the hour, and when we come back, are we going to talk about Ebola finally?
Yes.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it, folks. I told you. We're going to do it. We're going to talk about Ebola. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Are male brains wired to ignore food for sex? Choosing between two good things can be tough. When animals must decide between feeding and mating, it can get even trickier. In a discovery that might ring true even for some humans, researchers have shown that male brains, at least in nematodes, will suppress the ability to locate food in order to instead focus on finding a mate. The results, which appear in the journal Current Biology, may point to how subtle changes in the brain circuitry dictate differences in behavior between males and females. While we know that human behavior is influenced by numerous factors, including cultural and social norms, and these findings point to basic biological mechanisms that may not only help explain some differences in behavior between males and females, but why different sexes may be more susceptible to certain neurological disorders, said Douglas Portman, lead author of the study. This adds to a growing body of evidence that sex-specific regulation of gene expression may play an important role in neural plasticity and consequently influence differences in behavior and in disease susceptibility between sexes. Resveratrol boosts spinal bone density in men with metabolic syndrome. Resveratrol, a natural compound found in red wine and grapes, increased spinal bone density in men with metabolic syndrome and could hold promise as a treatment for osteoporosis, according to a new study published in the Endocrine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Danish researchers set out to investigate whether resveratrol could help men with metabolic syndrome, which has been linked to low-grade inflammation that can cause bone loss. The randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial assessed bone mineral density and signs of bone formation and resorption in 66 middle-aged men with metabolic syndrome. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Gradual weight loss, no better than rapid weight loss for long-term weight control. Contrary to current dietary recommendations, slow and steady weight loss does not reduce the amount or rate of weight regain compared with losing weight quickly. New research published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology has found. The study, led by Joseph Proietta at the University of Melbourne and head of the weight control clinic at Austin Health in Australia, set out to examine whether losing weight at a slow initial rate, as recommended by current guidelines worldwide, results in larger long-term weight reduction and less weight regain than losing weight at a faster initial rate in obese individuals. The Australian trial included 200 obese adults who were randomly assigned to either a 12-week rapid weight loss program on a very low-calorie diet or a 36-week gradual weight loss program. The gradual weight loss program reduced participants' energy intake by approximately 500 calories a day, in line with current dietary weight loss guidelines. Participants who lost more than 12.5% of their body weight were then placed on a weight maintenance diet for 3 years. The researchers found that the initial rate of weight loss did not affect the amount or rate of weight regain in these patients who entered the subsequent weight maintenance period, as similar amounts of weight were regained after 3 years by participants who had lost weight on either diet program. Weight regain was around 71% in both groups after 3 years. According to Katrina Purcell, the first author of the paper from the University of Melbourne, across the world, guidelines recommended gradual weight loss for the treatment of obesity, reflecting the widely held belief that fast weight loss is more quickly regained. However, our results show that achieving a weight loss target of 12.5% is more likely, and dropout is lower if losing weight is done quickly. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Okay. We're going to do it, folks. We're going to talk about Ebola.
Everybody else is doing it.
First of all, I just want you to know that I Googled the symptoms because when you said, well, how do you know you don't, what if you have Ebola? And I was like, well, I can't have Ebola, but just curious, what are the symptoms?
Yeah, what are they?
Okay. Nausea and vomiting, diarrhea and maybe bloody, red eyes, a raised rash on the skin, chest pain and cough, stomach pain, severe weight loss, bleeding, usually from the eyes and bruising. People near death may bleed from other orifices such as ears, nose, and rectum. And fever. Looks like one more. The fever, of course.
That's what they're monitoring. Yeah. So they're taking people's fevers temperatures. I mean, before they allow them to travel coming out of West Africa.
Yeah. So a scratchy throat and phlegm is not one of them, just for the record. Okay, so let's talk about Ebola.
Okay, so one thing that I found interesting that I thought everyone else might find interesting is that Nigeria has declared Ebola-free spectacular success. So basically, what they've been doing, doctors who survived Ebola in Nigeria credited heavy doses of fluid with saving their lives as the World Health Organization declared the country Ebola-free on Monday, a rare victory in the battle against the disease.
And this is from the AP Newswire, folks. This is not from like some third world website that's full of BS. This is right from the AP Newswire.
Yes. So they're drinking water laced with salt and sugar and gallons of it. And that's what they're crediting the rehydration and basically of electrolytes to...
Helping these people stay
healthy.
Yeah,
yes.
That's amazing. So there's one tip right there.
Okay. And didn't you say vitamin C?
Vitamin C has been, we're trying to get Dr. Russell Ryder on. Melatonin has been linked to allowing people to be resistant to Ebola. And so I take lots of melatonin, so I know I don't have Ebola.
It says, in the end, Nigeria, the most populous country in Africa with 160 million people, had just 20 cases, including 8 deaths, a lower rate than the 70% seen elsewhere across the region.
Yeah, unbelievable. What's the next Ebola topic?
Well, I wanted to talk about, we have talked about the doctor already that's been diagnosed in New York City.
Yeah, and where are our leadership? Where's the leadership in the United States saying, look, anybody coming back from a known infectious area needs to stay in a quarantine. Let's set up a hotel at the airport and they sit there for 21 days. Government will pay the bill since it's a humanitarian effort that this doctor's coming back. We have to watch him for 21 days before we let him go bowling, taking taxi cabs, and doing all the other things at home. Where's the leadership on that one? Why is it that helping other people takes precedence over to protecting us?
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, it's a good question, right?
Mm-hmm. Evidently, I guess, this morning, there was a group of Catholic teenage girls that rode the subway, which was the same subway that this doctor rode. So they were passing around a bottle of hand sanitizer, taking extra precautions.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's sensible. Our government should be that sensible. Is that the New York City tries to ease Ebola fear after doctors' infection?
Yes, yes. Yeah. He was a member of Doctors Without Borders, and he just came back from Guinea.
Yeah, yeah.
But you, like you said, you would think they would put him in quarantine.
Yeah, it seems so logical. But then I guess that's why our government doesn't see it as necessary.
And why is it that? Okay, so you heard of the girl, there was a lab, a person who worked in the lab in Texas that dealt with Thomas Duncan's blood.
Right.
That was on a cruise ship.
This is brilliant. Listen to this.
This person was on a cruise ship. The cruise ship
found out that who she was.
So they were in Belize. The Belize government would not let her fly home on an airplane.
They wouldn't let the ship dock.
No, Mexico would not let the ship dock either.
And the Belize government said, you not only can you not dock, but we're not putting her on a plane. And they made the cruise ship turn around and come back to Texas.
It came out of Texas. Mexico wouldn't let them dock in their dock.
Now, a lot of people here in the eyes are like, oh, well, that's just too extreme. No, this is a government that's saying, look, we have zero tolerance for potentially infecting our population. This woman worked hands-on with the patient in Texas. We're not letting her or anybody else from that ship in our country. Think about that.
So now all those people that were on that ship are exposed.
Now, I'm not saying that we have to be that extreme, right?
Why but what not?
I'm
saying is, why not?
No. Because I'm saying, okay, let's take one logical step back and say, we'll let you in the country, but you got to stay in this hotel. You can't leave for 21 days until we see if you're going to develop symptoms. Then we'll let you go. That's sensible. One is too extreme. But what we're doing is way too lax. Oh, yeah, just let them in. Don't worry about it. They didn't have a fever when they got here. They're fine. It's nonsense.
Okay, so you know how we're talking about, you know, social media and things get passed around on social media?
Yeah.
So this is something that I found interesting. The claim is that the Obama administration has ordered $1 billion worth of disposable coffins for use with FEMA camps or Ebola victims, which I saw this on when I was on Snopes this morning. I just thought that was interesting. It's not true, obviously. It's false.
No, they only ordered $750 million worth. No.
And there was also another story going around, too, about the chip. There was a CDC whistleblower revealed that all of the doses of the Ebola vaccine would contain an RFID chip.
Everybody is so worried about being chipped, right? It's the whole Big Brother thing. Like, oh, you get a vaccine, they're going to inject you, they're going to have a chip, they'll be able to track you. And this is part of that whole, I mean, I know people who really believe this, okay? And they're saying that the Ebola vaccine will be chipped. So if you get the vaccine, you'll have the chip in you, and they'll be, the thing they don't understand is, if the vaccine is coming from a multi-dose vial, how are they going to differentiate between your chip and somebody else's chip? And how are they going to dose just one chip with each injection? I mean, unless the injections are pre-made and sealed and you take one syringe out and inject it in somebody, has a serial number that they're going to track, it doesn't make sense. You can't do it from a multi-dose vial. So anyway,
and then there's also been talk about nanosilver as a treatment. I think it was it Scott Burbank that said he's using nanosilver.
Yeah.
I think that's who it was on Facebook. Anyway, according to this article, it says the drug called nanosilver can now be used following the approval by the World Health Organization that experimental treatments are ethical in the case of the Ebola pandemic.
We don't know that this is true. This is from one of these websites, Point Blank News, and it's not like from the AP Newswire. And Dr. Rima LeBeau has been on my show before, And she's the one that's really behind the whole nano-silver movement. But we just don't know if this story is true or not. We have no way of telling.
Mm-hmm. It was not on Snopes, no.
And it'd just be maybe too new to be on Snopes. What about the man who was thought to have died from Ebola and then awakens after his burial?
Yes. Carla Yvette Espinoza sent that to me last week. And basically, that was from David Besser, the guy that works for
Good Morning America.
He's their health correspondent. He was over there. And I guess they were talking about in this article that the people who die get quicker attention than people who are sick. Like they couldn't get an ambulance to come. But when this guy was pronounced dead, they came quickly to wrap his body up.
To get him out of there. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, but while they thought he was still alive. And so they sprayed him down with chlorine and then they wrapped his body in the tarp
mm-hmm.
and his arm moved and he was still alive.
I'm not dead.
You don't know what that is, right?
No, what is that?
That was from Monty Python and the Holy Grail when they're going around after the plague and picking up all the dead bodies and throwing them on a big cart. And they threw this guy on the cart and he says,
I'm not dead.
And then the character in Monty Python says, well, you'll be dead soon. One more time.
I'm not dead.
I got that 2 seconds before we did the segment.
Yes, we did. But anyway, so this guy evidently still had life in him, and the ambulance did come and take him away.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that was just frightening to me.
Yeah. But it's sad that they respond to people who are dead because they feel like, oh, this person is dead. They're going to infect everybody. But if you're alive, they'll let you linger for a while longer.
So yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Wyatt Everhart posted a picture that says, you seem awfully worried about catching Ebola for someone too lazy to get a flu shot.
Yeah, we talked about this on Facebook. So this is the mainstream media trying to guilt people into getting a flu shot. And people aren't getting flu shots not because they're lazy. It's because they have chosen not to get flu shots because they understand the risks versus the rewards. But this is, and you know what else? Michelle Hebert posted on my Facebook wall, she got a call from Blue Cross Blue Shield, like one of these automated phone calls, saying, the CDC has determined that it's important that you go get a flu shot. Make sure you go get your flu shot soon. Like, so even the insurance companies are in the game now trying to get people to get flu shots.
Well, and Carly, she's listening live. Hey, Carly. She posted on there. I saw a post that she said that she knew three people
that got the flu shot and the flu.
And all three of them got the flu.
Yeah, yeah. And see, this is one of the things that frustrates me about the CDC. They could track that. They don't. They can look and see, oh, these people got the flu shot and the flu, and look at the percentage of people who get the flu even though they get the flu shot. But they don't. You know why? Because they don't want to know. They don't want to know that, oh, 50% of the people who get the flu shot get the flu afterwards, because that would discourage people from getting the flu shot.
Well, and then also, too, in this post, Wyatt Everhart posted, what about the preservative-free flu shot? And this comes directly from the Vaccine Truth website. The FDA changed the rules so vaccine manufacturers do not have to include thimerosal on the label as an ingredient unless it is used as a preservative. According to the FDA, if thimerosal is used in the manufacturing process but is not used as a preservative, the vaccine can be labeled thimerosal-free.
So it's in there anyway, but it's just because of where they use it in the process of developing the vaccine, whether or not they have to label it that way.
And we've talked about this before. There's always, through the FDA, always ways to get around
things.
The
FDA will always allow these companies to snooker American people. You know, I don't know about you, but this aggravates the hell out of me. When is it going to stop? When everybody's wiped off the planet? Doesn't the FDA and government realize if they wipe us all out, they'll have no money anymore? They don't make any money. They just use our money. When is it going to stop? All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows
how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I'm really pissed off, and this will kind of lead into the stories that we want to talk about.
Okay, why are you pissed off?
For the past, like, 9 months, my computer's been asking me to upgrade to Microsoft Windows 8.1.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to upgrade because I don't want to have to deal with all the changes, you know, what has to be, all this other stuff. And yesterday, my computer got hijacked. It did not have a choice. It said that it was downloading 8.1 and restarting, and I tried to stop it, and I couldn't stop it. I hate Microsoft for that reason. They just think that they can do whatever they want whenever they want.
Okay, so since we're talking about Microsoft, let's talk about, and vaccines, let's talk about Bill and Melissa Gates.
Bill, I will run the world someday, Gates.
I will save the world, Gates. Yeah, that's his. Yeah. He's hiding behind, he's going to save the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so first, I want to remind people that Bill Gates purchased 500,000 shares of Monsanto in 2010.
Okay.
Okay. So then in 2013, Bill Gates, he's running a, he's online and he's telling people that he's going to answer questions. Everybody can answer him.
Ask him any question they want,
and he will answer that.
Right.
So someone asked him, why did you purchase 500,000 shares of Monsanto? And he refused to answer.
Right, right.
He never answered that question.
No, he acted like no one asked that question. He just ignored it.
Okay.
Then,
so now, fast forward to 2014, Bill Gates and Melissa Gates have donated $5.6 million. It's a grant to Cornell University. And they're using that grant. Cornell University is going to use that grant to prove that the Monsanto's RBST, also known as RBGH, is safe.
Right. The recombinant bovine growth hormone that so many people came out against because they felt that it led to tissue changes in young breast, female breast tissue. And the push against it was so strong that milk producers had to remove it from milk, and Monsanto sold the company because they were like, we just need to get away from this company. It's bad. It's bad news. But now Bill Gates is hell-bent on showing us that it's safe. Why do we need it? Do we, are we having a milk shortage, Bill? Is there a milk shortage somewhere? Are you not able to get your Yoo-hoo and milk before bed at night all of a sudden where you're like, oh, we need more milk production? People have said they don't want it. But this is what happens when people get wealthy. They believe they know better. They start to march by something that the government marches by called for the greater good. Well, we need this, and you're too stupid to realize it, so I'm going to push for it. Here's what people just need to do. Bill Gates spends the $5.6 million, and we continue to boycott milk that has RBGH in it, then the FDA will allow them to produce the milk without saying it has RBGH in it. This is what's going to happen. They're going to force it down our throats.
Well, they're going to do a whole project with this. The project will involve developing multimedia resources, including videos of farmers from around the world documenting their struggles to deal with pest, disease, crop failure, and the limited resources available in the face of poverty and climate change.
But how does that what does that have to do with a growth hormone for bovine to make more milk? There's other ways to help dairy make more cows make more milk. This isn't going to RBGH isn't going to benefit the poor impoverished farmer in Pakistan. It's going to benefit that farm between California and Arizona that has 800,000 head of cattle being milked all day long. That's who it's going to benefit. Bill, stop trying to save the world. Don't you have enough flipping money already? For crying out loud.
Do you really think he's trying to save the world?
No, he's not. That's my point. Stop trying to save the world. It's BS. God, why can't he get Parkinson's disease or something like that so he has to fight for his life instead of trying to destroy ours?
And this is reported by Cornell University. Proponents and opponents alike speculate whether biotech crops are a benefit to farmers, but rarely are those farmers engaged in the biotech discourse or their voices heard. Our goal is to depolarize the GMO debate and engage with potential partners who may share common values around poverty reduction and sustainable agriculture.
Look, the impoverished nations have already told you they don't want GMO. It's too expensive. Okay? They've already told you that.
Okay, let's talk a bit about the impoverished nations.
Okay.
Bill Gates faces trial in India for illegally testing tribal children with vaccines.
Look, Bill, I know better than everybody else. These people are too stupid to care for themselves. I have to make decisions and help them.
So they've taken it to the Supreme Court in India.
Could he go to jail for this? Would they extradite him?
He will face the ramifications of poisoning millions of Indian children with vaccines.
Where is that story from?
Let me see. This story is from Natural Society.
Okay. Aye, they're a reputable website.
Natural Society. Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, Bill? Wouldn't it be great if they find him guilty and the United States has to challenge their relationship with India not to extradite him? I wonder if we have extradition relationship with India where we have to extradite criminals to them. That would be great if Bill had to go into an Indian prison for effing with the world, Bill. You're effing with the world. F with Melissa's life. Or Melinda, whatever your wife's name is, and your children, F with their lives and your employees, but leave the world alone. The world has already said they don't want GMO.
Okay, so the key players in this are the World Health Organization, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, PATH, which is Program for Appropriate Technology in Health, which is funded by the Gates Foundation.
Right.
And GAVI, Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. And you can guess who that's funded by.
By the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
By Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. All four of these organizations will be expected to explain themselves due to a written petition originally submitted to the Supreme Court of India in 2012.
You know what's going to happen. Bill's going to give them, you know, $100 million, and they're going to let him off the hook. That's what's going to happen.
I hope not. I said these organizations were criminally negligent, trialing the vaccines on a vulnerable, uneducated, and underinformed population. School administrations, students, and their parents were not provided informed consents or advised of potential adverse effects or required to be monitored by post-vaccination. Some of these girls, they got the HPV vaccine on several of these young girls, and they died.
Oh. I wonder if he feels good about killing people. Does he realize he's killed people? He's a murderer, then, if that's the case.
Approximately 120 girls reported epileptic seizures, severe stomach cramps, headaches, mood swings. That's of the girls who didn't die.
Oh, man.
I mean, that just makes me sad. You're speechless over there.
I'm speechless because it's like we can't do anything about this because he's so financially powerful that he can buy his way in and out of these kind of things. This is, and you know what? I don't mind him being powerful, but leave people alone. Go find something else to tinker with. Oh, my God. It's frustrating to me.
This was not just a handful of children either. 16,000 individuals were given the Gardasil vaccine. 16,000. And that's just one of them. There was the other one made by, there was one made by GlaxoSmithKline. 14,000 tribal children got vaccinated with that.
You know who used to test, medical medical experiments on people without them knowing it? Hitler did to the Jews. So this is what Bill Gates is doing now.
And keep in mind that GlaxoSmithKline was also accused of dumping the polio virus into a Belgium river.
Yeah, by accident. Like some 140 liters of the stuff. Could you imagine?
No.
But no one will get punished for that. But don't you sell raw milk. Don't you produce and sell raw and pasteurized milk. Or that farmer that was raising wild pigs and they wouldn't let him raise wild pigs somewhere in the Midwest. Don't do any of those things. But Bill Gates can poison the world. He can force people to use genetically modified foods and products that they don't want. He's gonna do the research to prove that RBGH is safe. We don't want it, Bill. Give it to Melinda. Inject it in Melinda and milk her. How about that one? There's something to occupy your time. It's disgusting. This is an example. When people get a lot of money, they think they know better than everybody else. Money does not give you the right to F with people's lives.
So would you say he's right up there? He is part of Monsanto because he owns
half a million shares.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he is. Of course he is. And he wants them to profit. He doesn't want to invest money and lose it. He wants Monsanto's products to go worldwide everywhere you can. And he's probably frustrated that countries are rebelling against Monsanto and resisting the use of genetically modified crops. All these impoverished people that Bill Gates is trying to save, they've already spoken. They've already said, nah, no thanks. We don't want that stuff. We don't want Hungary, India. Name the countries that have said, no, we don't want to grow genetically modified crops. Those are the countries that need the help the most in the agricultural side of things. They've already said they don't want it.
There's a documentary out called GMO OMG. And I watched the trailer to it this morning. We haven't watched the documentary yet. But the guy who directed and I guess he was the producer of this documentary.
Producer and director, right?
He tried to go to Monsanto. And he walked in and, you know, said that he wanted to talk to someone.
Let me guess.
Security
came and escorted them
out. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. A couple guys from Blackwater probably with submachine guns underneath their jackets probably escorted them out. I mean, think about that. Monsanto needs an army because they're so threatened. There's so many people who hate them. There's so many lives they've destroyed that they needed to hire a private army, a black ops army to protect them. Like, where's the leadership in this country? You know what? I don't like any of these politicians anymore. Democrat, Republican, none of them. They're all scumbag, lying thieves. All of them. And we're never going to have anybody up there at Capitol Hill that's going to stand up for people because it's been this way since the beginning of time. Governments have exploited people forever. Forever. It's terrible. It makes me very sad. It makes me hopeless. Like, it's never going to change. Man, I just got my NOSB testimony paperwork for next week for the USDA meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to testify.
Carl is going to testify in front of the USDA because they're trying to change the organic rules.
They're going to try to make it looser, more lax to say things are organic.
Right.
They're going to try to loosen the organic standards. And so they're very smart. The NOSB it wants to make sure that the testimonies.
What does NOSB stand for?
I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
But natural, organic, something board or something. I don't know. But the NOSB wants to make sure that all of our
Natural Organic Society Board.
There you go. All of our testimonies fit and hit all the important and salient topics that are going to be discussed. But I want to put something extra in there. I want to say to the USDA, be warned. The American people are watching you. No one trusts the USDA any longer to protect American people's rights for healthy food. They know that you serve the industry at the expense of American health. They're watching you.
You know, they're trying to say now that farmed fish are organic. They're trying to change those.
Well, they can if they feed them pellets of an organic source, but alfalfa is all GMO now, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those farm fish foods are alfalfa based. I don't know how they're going to do it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial. Lisa's looking at a watch and going to me, what's going on here? We can take a break now. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more. Stay tuned. A couple funny stories. We'll lighten it up a little bit when we come back. Yeah, isn't one of those funny?
We can make it funny.
Yeah, let's make it funny. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in Carl Recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay, we don't have any funny stories. I was wrong. I was going to vaccinate Elisa against cancer during the break, but I thought better of it.
That's not even funny.
I know.
Okay, so Albert Woody posted this on my wall. The CDC and the American Dental Association, I guess, are like the Tweedledee and Tweedledum of the fluoride regulation.
Yeah, and this is an interesting thing. So because of the Freedom of Information Act, we now can see things that we couldn't see before, right?
Yes.
So there are emails between the CDC and the American Dental Association that clearly show a conflict of interest. When you consider that the Center for Disease Control, their duty is to protect the American public. And the ADA, their duty is to represent the dental industry, which promotes fluoridation in water. And in these emails that went back and forth, instead of the CDC's position being, like, for instance, okay, they pointed out that people with compromised kidneys would build up fluoride in their systems, and it could be very dangerous and toxic. So instead of the CDC being neutral, they were making suggestions on how to address this issue in the public domain. Not protect people, but how to spin it. They also talked about how to spin Ralph Nader, who's been against fluoridation in water for years, and how to reach out to the African-American community through the African-American clergy to spin the importance of fluoride. The CDC should not be involved in dialogue on how to spin fluoridated water. They should either take a position that it's okay for people or not okay for people. But if they have to spin it, it means it's not okay. If they have to spin, oh, yeah, if you have renal conditions, you're probably going to get sick because fluoride is going to build up in your body. It's not going to be excreted because it's excreted through the kidneys. And so you're probably going to end up with dangerously high fluoride levels in your body. They shouldn't spin that. It should say, the CDC should send out a message saying, if you have compromised kidneys, don't drink tap water and stay away from all fluoridated products. But they don't want to offend the ADA. This is a perfect example, folks. These government agencies are made up of people, and people don't always act in the best interests of the jobs they are tasked with.
Also, the ADA with the Human Health Services, they were writing,
which
about,
is the FDA's big, is the parent group of the FDA.
They were writing about the former mayor of Atlanta and his opposition to water fluoridation. And officials of the HHS worried that the issue might be gaining traction, and they want to work with the ADA on how to formulate a response.
Yeah. Like, why are they spinning things? If they have to spin things, like for instance, the FDA and the CDC serve the American people. They don't serve the ADA. So, anytime these two organizations are talking with an entity that is designed to affect commerce in a specific industry, there should be no discussions of how to spin things at all. They should say, if the American people don't want this, then we defend the American people's position. Not, hey, let's spin it this way so they don't understand what's really going on. This is disgusting. See, and my frustration with this is no one will go to jail for this. If you or I did something like this in public industry, we'd go to jail. No one at the government level will be held accountable for this kind of behavior. That's what my frustration is.
That's awful. So, and then further on in this article, it goes on to talk about published studies that prove that, you know, how bad fluoride is.
Yeah, and how they're going to spin that in the public opinion polls.
And keep in mind that it's not, it was just earlier this year that the ADA recommended that children the age of 2 and older use a smear of fluoridated toothpaste on their toothbrush.
Yeah, on their baby teeth that are going to fall out.
Well, they still need to brush their teeth. They just don't need to use fluoridated.
Right.
We don't even use fluoridated toothpaste.
Right. Right. This is I, you know, now that this stuff is out there, I wonder if anybody is going to ask for the U.S. government to investigate the people at the CDC who are working on behalf of the ADA and not on behalf of the American public. I wonder if that's going to happen. I doubt it.
No.
It'd be nice to find out.
So here, their new recommendation is a smear of fluoride for children under 3 and a pea-sized dab for those ages 3 to 6.
Yeah, right. You know what? Here, once again, you use the fluoride. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Clearly, the government doesn't know what's safe and what's not. Look at all the things that have been approved by the FDA that have hurt people, and then they had to withdraw it.
Okay. Speaking of approvals, do you want to talk about Enlist Duo?
Yes, I do. Here's a perfect example. So this is the EPA now. Right?
They've approved the Enlist Duo.
Enlist Duo is made up of glyphosate, which we already know is super dangerous. Good research out there shows that it's super dangerous, super harmful to human beings. And now they're combining it with 2,4-D, which was one of the components of Agent Orange, because the glyphosate caused weeds to become stronger and more robust, so it didn't work any longer.
Glyphosate is no longer working, so they have to add 2,4-D to it so that it will work.
Now, 2,4-D is also known to be dangerous to the human condition. So now they're going to spray in both of these on your food pretty soon. How do you like that one? And the EPA, once again, not serving the American people, but serving industry instead, says it's okay. It's fine.
I can't believe that I just can't believe that.
And
let's just say
we're wrong about this. Let's just say.
But nobody knows.
But let's say we're wrong. Let's say the 2,4-D isn't so bad, and we already know glyphosate is bad. Let's just say we're wrong about this. Who does the EPA protect? The Environmental Protection Agency.
They're supposed to protect people.
People
us,
and
the
environment. Right. We're part of the environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are they protecting us by taking a herbicide that has now spawned super weeds and making it stronger? What do you think is going to happen 5 years from now? There's going to be super weeds that are going to be resistant to both. And then what are they going to do? They're going to use nuclear warfare to clear the fields? Where do we go from here? Don't people see that this is an unsustainable approach to agriculture? It's going to destroy the planet. And the EPA doesn't care.
There is a coalition of U.S. farmers and environmental groups that filed a lawsuit on Wednesday seeking to overturn their approval of the...
Listen to this, folks. Farmers.
Farmers and environmental groups. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. Court of Appeals on the Ninth Circuit in California argues that the EPA did not adequately analyze the impact of one of the new herbicide's active ingredients, which is 2,4-D. They're asking them to set aside the approval that the EPA's approval. They've mentioned that there's widespread risk to human health and animals, the environment. They also claim that the EPA's violated both the Endangered Species Act and the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. They're stating that it's going to basically destroy monarch butterflies.
Yeah, forget about the bees too. The bees will all be gone. You know, they did a movie back in 2009 about the bees, and here it is 14, and we haven't taken any action to help the bees.
This is just frightening.
And see, no one will go to jail at the EPA for this. I keep coming back to that, and here's why. Because these government agencies, they operate under something called sovereign immunity. They make these decisions, and when the decisions backfire, they go, oh, well, we didn't know. You know what? Michael Jackson's doctor didn't know he was going to die the night he died. You know, people don't know things all the time, but they go to jail for accidents that cause death. When is someone going to go to jail from a government agency for making a decision that 10 years later we look back and go, oh, my God, we already know that the closer you live to fields where glyphosate is sprayed, the higher the development of Parkinson's disease and other neurological diseases are. That's an epidemiological study happening in our general population today.
What was it in the Washington state, the people who live close to the apple orchards, they were the pregnant women, coming with some disease. I don't know if it was autism. I can't remember.
Wasn't it encephalitis? It was
brain
encephalitis.
Yes. Brain encephalitis.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, we already know these things are dangerous. And so what will happen is they'll go 10 years from now after it's proven, like, and unequivocally that glyphosate is, oh, well, we were wrong. It's too late. Look at all the lives that were lost. Who will go to jail for that?
So the EPA was asked for comment, and they said they had no comment on this. And Dow AgroSciences said that they are confident that the EPA thoroughly reviewed Enlist Duo.
Yeah, Dow also said Agent Orange was safe when it rained down upon our enlisted personnel in Vietnam. They said it was completely harmless to human beings. It would only kill foliage. These organizations had guaranteed us before. Again, who will go to jail from these organizations when they are wrong? Until we start putting people in jail for harming the people on this planet in the name of commerce, they will just keep on doing it, folks.
The lawsuit was filed by the Center for Food Safety, Earth Justice, and Earth Justice is a nonprofit environmental law firm. On behalf of Beyond Pesticides, Center for Biological Diversity, the Environmental Working Group, the National Family Farm Coalition, and Pesticide Action Network of North America.
Now let me put one last question to this. Let's use critical thinking. What do those organizations gain if this is not approved? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
What do the other groups gain if it is approved?
A lot of money.
Okay, folks?
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Why is it that the EPA has only approved Enlist Duo for Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin?
Probably because there's land grant universities there that they're going. I don't know.
But don't you find it odd that they haven't approved it for
the whole nation?
The whole nation.
Well, they're using those states as test battlegrounds. Well, we'll do it in those states, and when people have babies with three heads and six arms, then we'll stop doing it.
And they're considering approving it for 10 more states. If it comes to Kentucky, I'm moving.
Yeah. I mean, this is sad. This is sad. We're going, you know what? I said this the other day to you. I feel like the world is in a pressure cooker right now. We have terrorism. We have viruses. We have our governments that are performing transgressions against the societies that they're supposed to protect. We have billionaires like Bill Gates playing with the world like it's their little ant farm. It's getting to a point where it's boiling over now. I think that more and more people are starting to realize this cannot go on much longer. And I'm not suggesting violence or revolution, but what I am suggesting is that I think that there's going to come a time where it's all going to come to a head of some sort. And it's just the way Monsanto lost some money last quarter. McDonald's is starting to lose money. I see light at the end of the tunnel. But more and more of the population have to become educated about these transgressions and start to speak. This movie, GMO OMG, is bringing a discussion that we've been having for a decade in this nation to the mainstream. People are finally going, wait, maybe I don't want GMO. Who didn't even know what GMO was?
I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, and a woman came up to me who I know, and I run into her often at Trader Joe's. And she started talking about it. She just saw that movie, and she was talking about it. And then
and she probably knew nothing about GMOs before that movie.
No, and then she started asking me about the – she had a bag of blueberries, and the blueberries said that they were pesticide-free, but nowhere on the bag did it say organic.
Right.
And I said to her, I wouldn't buy those if I were you.
Right, right.
Real quick, I have a couple comments from people. Is
Please.
That okay?
Yeah.
This is from Rick Pack. He said, you mentioned during a recent Casual Friday that a young family member questioned the purpose of the blue blocker, like glasses you wear at night, to sustain natural melatonin production. My wife and I also wear ours. They are industrial-looking safety eyewear,
yeah.
So I wonder what the neighbors think when we are out walking the dog.
Yeah, yeah. He probably has the Skypers like we have.
And I commented, and I said they probably think that they're a fashion statement and everybody's going to be wearing them
yeah,
soon.
But they just won't know why.
Exactly. And then this is from Jerry, our
Jerry Lynn.
Kenny.
Kenny, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you may have heard this, but I thought of you today when I saw it on TV. The quote may be skewed a tad because I'm going by memory. So Dr. Oz had a diet pill and is in trouble because scientific research found the pill to be bogus. And people are shocked that they can't trust a reality TV doctor who is named after a lying wizard in a movie.
Yeah, I know, right? The Wizard of Oz. We call him the Wizard of Oz here. That's mm-hmm. funny. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. This has been a great show. Thank you so much. Alisa puts these shows together all by herself. I just fill in. I am her Ed McMahon.
You're my comedy relief.
There you go. I'm your comedy relief. But it's been a great show. It's been a great week. We have a great week planned next week as well. I want to thank everybody for listening to Superhuman Radio and for continuing to support the show.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week.